Maundy Thursday, Christ washing the disciples' feet by St. Augustine. He riseth from supper, and layeth aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. What marvel that he rose from supper, and laid aside his garments, who, being in the form of God, emptied himself. And what marvel that he poured water into a basin wherewith to wash the disciples' feet, who shed his blood upon the earth wherewith to wash out the filthiness of sins. What marvel that with the towel wherewith he was girded he wiped the feet he had washed, who by the flesh he had put on confirmed the footsteps of the evangelists. And truly, that he might gird himself with the towel, he laid aside the garments he had on, but that he might take upon himself the form of a servant, when he emptied himself, not what he had laid aside, but what he had not took. About to be crucified, he was stripped indeed of his garments, and being dead, was wrapped in linen cloths, and all that the passion of his is our cleansing. Being then to suffer the extreme of man's hatred, he first performed the lowly services of love, not only to them for whom he had about to undergo death, but even to him who was about to deliver him up unto death. So great truly is the benefit of man's lowliness, that even God's loftiness was pleased to enforce it by his own pattern, because proud man should be forever lost, had not a lowly God found him. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost, lost by following the pride of the deceiver. Let him follow the lowliness of the Redeemer, being found. When the Lord washed the feet of the disciples, he cometh to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? For who would not shrink back in dismay from having his feet washed by the Son of God? Although, therefore, it was a great audacity for a servant to gainsay his Lord, a man his God, yet Peter chose rather to do this than suffer his feet to be washed by his Lord and his God. But Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. And still will not he, dismayed by the depth of the Lord's action, permit that to be done, which, why it was done, he knew not. But that Christ should be low even at his feet, as yet he will not see it done, he cannot bear it. Thou shalt not wash my feet forever, he saith. Then the Saviour, scaring the sick man out of his reluctance, with the peril of his salvation, saith, If I wash thee not, thou wilt have no part with me. That it is said, If I wash thee not, in a matter which concerned only the feet, as just as people used to say, Thou treadest on me, when it is but the foot that is trodden upon. But he, in the perturbation of love and fear, and more dismayed by the thought of Christ denied him than of Christ humbled even to his feet, saith, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Since upon this threat thou dost enforce it, that my members must needs be washed by thee, not only the lowest do I not draw from under thy hands, but the chiefest I lay down beneath thy feet. Lest thou deny it me, that I should have any part with thee, I deny it not to thee, that thou shouldest wash any part of my body. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed, needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. Here perchance some one might be staggered and say, Nay, if he is cleaned every whit, what need man to wash his feet? But the Lord knew what he was saying, although our infirmity cannot penetrate his secrets. But what is this? What does it mean? The Lord saith it, the truth speaketh it, that one needeth to wash his feet, even he that is washed. What should it be, my brethren, but that the man in holy baptism indeed is washed every whit, not except the feet, but the whole man altogether? Yet seeing thereafter one has to live in the midst of human affairs, of course one treads upon the earth. Therefore are human affections themselves, without which in this mortal state we cannot live, are as to the feet, wherein we are affected by human affairs, and so affected that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Every day, therefore, he washed our feet, who intercedeth for us, and that we do every day need to wash our feet, that is, to direct the way of our spiritual steps, we confess also in the Lord's Prayer when we say, Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. For if, as it is written, we confess our sins, doubtless he who washed the feet of his disciples is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that is, even to the feet wherewith we move to and fro on earth. Accordingly, the church which Christ cleanses with the laver of water in the word is not only in them without spot or wrinkle, who after the laver of regeneration are forthwith taken from the catechin of this life, and do not tread upon the earth that they should need to wash their feet, but also in them whom the Lord, affording them this mercy, hath made to depart from this world with feet also washen. But as for those who tarry here, albeit in them she be clean, because they live righteously, yet they have need to wash their feet, because without sin in any wise they are not. We have learnt, my brethren, lowliness from the Most High. Let us lowly do to one another what was lowly done by the Most High. Great is this commendation of humility, and hereunto we are taught this lesson also, in the depth of meaning which is in this action of the Lord, that we should pray for each other, even as Christ maketh intercession for us. For if he who neither hath, nor had, nor will have, any sin, prayeth for our sins, how much more ought we to pray for our sins, for each other? And if he forgiveth our sins, how much more ought we to forgive each other, who cannot live here without sin? For what doth the Lord seem to signify in this depth of inward and spiritual meaning, when he saith, I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done unto you? Save what the apostle saith most openly, Forgiving one another, if any man hath quarrel against any, as the Lord hath forgiven you, so also do ye. Let us then forgive one another his sins, and for our sins pray for one another, and so in some sort wash one another's feet. Amen.